RadioMD.com. A different point of view on achieving excellent health on all four levels of self: spiritual, emotional, physical, and social. It's The Healthy Self with Michael Schwartz.
Do you wake up? You know, I keep on asking you, do you wake up with cold hands, cold feet? Do you have ringing in the ears? When you bend over and stand up quickly, do you get lightheaded, dizzy? You know, all of these, including hair loss, if I didn't mention it, are all symbols of poor circulation. Now, there's quite a few different things that would bring about poor circulation. Obviously, it's high cholesterol and fat in the bloodstream. Hardening of the arteries is another issue. And to deal with that, there are so many drugs out there to take care of it. Drugs from the pharmaceutical end of it, all the statin drugs in different forms. And in the health food industry, they have red yeast rice, which works like a statin. I get a kick out of the doctors that want to be alternative healers or facilitators. And what they do is they send people to the health food store. Look, I'm not going to put you on a statin drug. Go get red yeast rice. Well, they work the same. You need human cholesterol. And the reason I say that is because one of the roles of the statin drugs and red yeast rice is they block the liver from manufacturing a particular type of cholesterol. And what the deal is that cholesterol is vital to your health. You need it for cellular integrity. You need it for your hormones, which is why women and men are now having issues between testosterone, and women have always gone through the menopause issue. So there is a estrogen issue, which makes, you know, things difficult when your hormones are low and not functioning. We're also seeing in the health food industry more heart attacks in women and lots of muscular weakness. One of the very best nutrients that you can do is niacin, because it works from two different levels, and it's technically B3, but everybody knows it as niacin. One, it opens up the arteries, and in doing so, that allows more blood to flow to the extremities. So if you are dealing with cold hands, cold feet, I would say within 3-4 days, that symptom will disappear. If you're having hair loss, you're losing more in the shower than you should, give that about 10 days. If you're dealing with ringing in the ears, that, my friends, are going to take a little bit longer. Could be 2 weeks, maybe even 2.5-3 weeks. Because what has to happen, and what one of the roles of niacin, not only is it a vasodilator, opening up all the arteries, capillaries, getting more blood to the extremities and feeding everything and work, letting everything function properly, it also acts as an emulsifier. It will help to get rid of cholesterol. Additionally, there are three nutrients, what we call lipotropics: choline, inositol, and methionine. Lecithin is another one, but those three are called lipotropic. Lipo for fat, tropic for heat. They will burn fat. So niacin promotes growth, and it promotes a healthy nervous system. It's good to help maintain the health of the skin, your digestive tract. Again, critical to metabolism, carbs, fats, proteins, necessary for your sex hormones from a reproductive point of view. And as I said, it's a vasodilator. Now, from a symbolic point of view, niacin is considered, I look at it from three different angles, as an expediter, and it opens receptivity and openness. You know, I'm sure you've heard the term like minds. Well, I think like minds are fabulous, but even more important than a like mind for conversation is an open mind. Because so many of us are so myopic in our own ways, we're so locked into our belief system that it's very hard to see the truth of somebody else's. And yet in every belief system, there are elements of truth. So let us go back and look at niacin symbolically and the part it plays. First off, you cannot grow and ascend into higher levels of consciousness if your mind is closed. It's really that simple. Never stop seeking to find the deeper truth of self. Nobody outside of you has an answer for the turmoil that you are going through. Only you do, because only you have lived the life. Now, niacin is also integral to the metabolic processes. What does that mean in English? Well, you need to be open and receptive to allowing the thoughts that you bring in to be digested, to really examine them thoroughly. Use, like your body does, use the good parts for building, for energy. Get rid of the bad parts. Get rid of the toxins. Get rid of those things that do not allow you to grow and achieve and aspire. You know, one of the things that it opens up, you know, as a vasodilator, allows more blood to your hands and feet. Now, of course, you could have Raynaud's syndrome, which is the cold hands all the time, which is an autoimmune disease. And what's interesting about autoimmune diseases is that they have no known cause. Well, I disagree with medical science. In fact, to the point that I'm writing, currently in the process of writing a book about autoimmune diseases, because I do not believe that the immune system is wrong. I think it's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. And what is that? Your immune system is designed to protect you from corruption and invasion. The unfortunate thing is that the corruption is taking place because of the concepts in your subconscious mind as to who you think you should be. You know, there's a teaching in the Old and New Testament, now that I think about it. In the Old Testament, somewhere in, I think it's in Exodus or Leviticus, it says that the sins and inequities are passed on through the father to the third and fourth generation. In the New Testament, it's the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. So it's the concepts that we grow up with. It's the diet we grow up with. If we adhere to that diet, then guess what? We're going to have the same ailments mom and dad have. And changing your diet, you've heard in a different session when I talked with Susan, my co-host, how difficult it is for people to change their diets because of the emotional attachment. But you must. You have to understand what that attachment is and be willing to give it up emotionally, knowing that the true strength lies beneath that particular thing. You know, another niacin deficiency is dermatitis, skin issues. Well, if you are closed-minded and defensive, then yes, you're going to be sensitive about certain things that are said. You may even have a reaction to some of the things that I say. And my job, as I see it, I'm not a healer. My products are not healers. The real healer is you. Your body is the healer. Its own divine intelligence seeks balance and harmony. What has to happen, though, is you have to give it the right material in meaningful amounts, whether it's food, and food alone won't do it. So obviously, I'm a believer in supplements, which is why I created a supplement company. But you need to give yourself, your mind, more food for thought. Substance food. Food that will make you think. Food that you challenge. Challenge me. You disagree with me? Fine. Give me a holler. Tell me I'm wrong. Well, try to tell me I'm wrong. And I'll show you how it all works together. And as we go through the B vitamins, you will see that they symbolically are on the money and will never fail you. Once you have eyes to see and ears to hear, you have your own immune system defending you and keeping you from harm's way. Stay healthy, be happy, and above all, stay well.